AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The relationship did not improve today between President Trump and Democrats in Congress. The AP Sagar Magani reports a White House gathering didn't last long.
The president abruptly ended an infrastructure meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi a few minutes after it began, saying they could not negotiate under these circumstances.
Get these phony investigations over with.
After leaving the meeting, he went straight to the Rose Garden, where aides had quickly gathered reporters. One reason Pelosi believes the president's walkout was scripted, and he never intended to talk about infrastructure.
It was very, very, very strange.
Afterward, Pelosi doubled down on earlier comments that the president's engaged in a cover-up, which infuriated him. She'd met in the morning with rank-and-file Democrats to tamp down their demands to start an impeachment inquiry. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Charges have been filed in New York. Attorney Michael Avenatti is accused of ripping off porn star Stormy Daniels. The charges are that Avenatti stole money Daniels was supposed to get from a book deal. At a hearing of the House Homeland Security Committee, Illinois Democrat Lauren Underwood blamed the Trump administration's border policies for the deaths of migrant children. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan responded.
That's an appalling accusation, and our men and women fight hard to protect people in our custody every single day. We've asked for this resources 3 weeks ago. It hasn't been responded to by Congress, and we've asked for changes in authorities for the last 3 years that would have prevented this from happening.
Five migrant children have died at the border. Iran's supreme leader says the country's president and foreign minister didn't act as he wished in implementing the 2015 nuclear deal. The Ayatollah has final say over all matters of state. Hardliners for years have criticized the nuclear deal for giving away too much from the West. Tensions are high between the U.S. and Iran. This is AP Radio News. Bills have passed in New York regarding state taxes that could have a Washington connection.
The bills don't target President Trump by name, but they would allow the leaders of three congressional committees to get New York state tax returns filed by elected and top appointed officials. The Senate initially approved a far broader bill this month that would have let Congress ask for the returns of any New York taxpayer. Lawmakers later agreed to narrow the focus to address worries raised by Republicans that the bill went too far. The legislation comes amid the battle in Washington over Trump's federal returns. I'm Shelley Adler.
The president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, is moving to have truckloads of garbage he says were illegally shipped to the Philippines years ago be forcibly shipped back to Canada. The president's spokesman says if Canada doesn't accept the trash, it will be left within its territorial waters. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada is working to resolve the issue. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.